Today on the Miracle Zone, Carmela Cox, founder of Angel Blessings, joins us to bring intuitive support and advice to individuals and organizational leaders. Carmela's clients love her uplifting, clear, and overall awesome way of answering their questions on any matter, while providing insight into any situation or issue for which clarity or manifestation is being sought. She connects with angels to encourage all of us to reach our highest potential in the most positive manner. Are you seeking advice today? Are you wanting manifestation? Call in 424-675-8318. Press 1 to speak to the host. Again, 424-675-8318. Press 1 to receive your angel message. So now sit back, relax, and enter into the Miracle Zone. Transition at the end, heading into the next stage, it feels like you can't make it. It feels like all hell is breaking out against you. It feels that way because you're almost there. The birth canal is the narrowest just before delivery. It's the darkest and the coldest just before dawn. Hello, I'm Pamela Chapman. Welcome to Miracle Zone, making it reality against circumstance, logic, and economics. Appropriate for today, when it often seems like a changing, chaotic, and very crazy world keeps us in difficult transition. Today is Tuesday, July 10th, and we're coming to you live from my place of miracle, the beautiful Summer Rockies in Colorado. We have shifted once again. Thank you for allowing us to have some time out of your incredibly busy schedule to help guide you into your very own dream come true. I'll facilitate your journey into whatever you care to manifest for this time. So whether you are transitioning through a job loss, career change, mate change, empty nest syndrome, retirement, loss of a loved one, or plain old limbo, we're here to help make the transition as painless as possible. So today we are live and we are super excited. We're inviting you to join us with special guest Carmela Cox as she brings messages from the angels today. If you'd like to get a special message, feel free to call 424-675-8318. 424-675-8318. I'm going to bring Carmela on in a matter of minutes. First, we're going to do a grounding exercise, just a few minutes. I want to first let guest number 951207, guest area code 631506, guest number area code, 678467, and area code 914513. I see you in the queue. We're going to do our best to get to you. Just want to let you know that you're in the queue, and we will more than likely get to you today. Area code 951, area code 631, area code 678-914. You're the first in the queue, and we will more than likely get to you today. First, we're going to do a very quick grounding exercise I like to do with the audience. I'd like to invite you to close your eyes with me. We're going to take some deep breaths together, and this is called our grounding exercise, so that we're all on one accord here today. Let's just take some deep breaths in together and exhale. Another deep breath in. And exhale. Now, if you will, do this exercise with me if you're in a safe place. If you're driving, if you're operating equipment, you're not in a safe place. However, if you're able to be seated in a safe and quiet environment, I invite you to close your eyes with me. And with your eyes closed, I would like for you to imagine that you have a root coming from your tailbone. And that is what we call our first chakra. And see that chakra going through your seat, going through your floor, going through the concrete earth, breaking through the soil, pushing down, down, down south, through the magma, through the lava. See that root going down, all the way down. And what we are seeking is the core of the earth, that iron nickel at the core. And now we're going to see our roots wrapping around the core of the earth. See it wrapping, see it pulling tightly. You may imagine that you see that. You may even hear your root attaching itself to the core of the earth. And as we do this, we realize that no matter the news that may come today, we may sway to the right or sway to the left, but we shall not be moved. We are grounded. Allow yourself to open your eyes and be present with us. I've already invited in our angelic realm, my host of angels that I work with. And so we are going to bring our guest on, Miss Carmela.
Hi, Pamela. Yes, hi. Hi, Pamela. Hi, everyone. I'm so excited to be
welcome.
Here today. Thank you
welcome
for having
to
me.
Absolutely. Welcome to the Miracle Zone. You have lots of people wanting to talk to you today. So, if we may, I'm going to let you tell the listeners, those who are live and those who will listen later, a little bit about Carmela Cox.
Yes, absolutely. My story is a little interesting on how I started out becoming an angel intuitive, an angel card reader. And I like to tell this story because many times when you hear about angel card readers or tarot readers or even mediums, you hear a lot of times that at a young age they developed this gift. So people think that you needed to kind of be born with this, or you had to start at age 4 or, you know, at age 12 or something. But my journey started later on in life, so it is possible for it to start later on. I was born and raised in New York. I was always interested in teaching and in music growing up, so my undergrad degree is actually music performance, and my graduate degree from Teachers College Columbia is in elementary education, and I'm currently an elementary school teacher. And the way I started on this journey was currently in the classroom, and a few years back, I decided that I wanted to stay in the education field. But I wanted to do something else within education. So I wanted to mentor new teachers or be a staff developer at a school. I fixed up my resume. I was looking around and didn't quite find what I was looking for. A few years ago in January, during meditation, I received a message of spiritual work. And I said, okay. And then as I continued to meditate, days later, another layer would unfold. So the message would be, okay, this you're going to do angel card reading. And this is a teacher that you should work with. And these are the books you should read. And these are the podcasts you should listen to. and I just absorbed it, and I just studied it, and it's just something that I continue to love and absorb and continue to study to this day. But that is how I began this journey a few years ago of starting my own business, Angel Blessings. I got the call in January, and by June, I had started. I set up my website, opened up my business bank account, had clients, and I've been doing it ever since, and I absolutely love it. It brings me such joy to be able to share people's messages from their angels with them. And that's kind of my story of how it all began.
Oh, I love that. That's a beautiful story. And the fact that you remain in education and working with the children there in New York, that is awesome. That is, you know, that's a blessing because a lot of times, Carmela, people say, you know, I'm being called or I see this as my purpose, and then they exit out of the fields that they're in, you know, and it leaves a void. But it's so beautiful that you're there with the kids. And let me just ask you, do you ever get messages from the angels for the children that you're working with?
It's interesting. I do pick up a little bit from students in terms of more of like their emotional needs at the moment. So some kids, when I'm around them, I just pick up that, okay, they're kind of going through one of those days where they just need alone time. And I'll kind of go over to them and say, are you okay? Do you need some deep breath? Why don't you go out in the hallway, get some water? So the messages I usually pick up with my students are more of like an emotional level where they need just a little bit more alone time, or they seem just a little more sensitive today. But yes, I do pick up a little bit with my kids.
Now, can these messages help us for our everyday lives? Are they predictions? Are they prescriptions? Can they help us?
Yes, I love that question. I use angels every moment of my day, and everyone can as well. And I like to say that your guardian angels become like your best friend, and everyone has at least one guardian angel. And what I encourage people to do is actually just talk to them, whether it's out loud or in your head, and they give you advice and they give you support. And I just want everyone to know that angels are always coming from a loving place. It's always about guidance. It's always about comfort. So angels help you with those, what I call smaller things that go on in life in terms of, you know, you're driving somewhere and you need a parking space. You can actually call your angels, like, please help me to find a parking space close to the main entrance. Or if you want to get somewhere on time, you say, please help for traffic to flow. And then I also like to say that angels help you with the so-called bigger issues in life. So whether you're deciding on switching careers or you're deciding on moving, you can just say, thank you, angels, for helping to guide me. And you will get messages. You'll get either words, or all of a sudden the right person will pop up in your life who can help answer whatever question, or you'll be guided to the right book, or you're like sitting down watching TV and a certain commercial will come on that triggers something for you. So it's really amazing how angels are always surrounding you. And then what I also like to tell people is that you have your guardian angels, but also you have your archangels, which I kind of call like the universal angels. And two really great ones that I just want to share with everyone is Archangel Michael, who's really fabulous for cutting those cords of negativity. You know, sometimes situations or people or even your own thoughts are just really negative. And he's really great for just cutting those cords so that you can let positive energy through. And then Archangel Raphael is really great for health. So thanking him for perfect health, especially if you're going through some health challenges.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. You know, I always use my angel for parking. It's amazing.
Yes.
It works. Listeners, it works. And you know what, Carmela? When you forget to ask them for a parking space, I've gotten to the malls during the holidays and thought, oh, my goodness, I didn't ask. So I circle around and I say, please, parking angel, help me. And you know what? I do that one circle around and someone will be pulling out. And I just want to say to the audience that, you know, Carmela and I both are angel intuitives. So you're getting a double whammy. She's going to do your readings today. And we both are so excited about this show that we just can't wait. So we have other questions for Carmela, but because we have quite a few of you holding, We're going to go ahead and begin to take your calls, and then we'll get Carmela's questions in there. And if you want more information about Carmela, she's going to share her website and Facebook information, and we're going to put a link up later so you can contact her directly. So let's just go ahead and jump in. I'm going to start Carmela with caller 951-207. It's been on hold quite a while. And let's see if we can get... I'll call her on 951.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the Miracle Zone.
Thank you.
What would you like to ask Carmela today? Or what are you seeking?
I don't know if she does like a general message, but I'm just kind of, you know, I've been working for a couple of years with the company, and I was thinking of switching shifts, but I have a pretty good... I'm just kind of looking for a little more financing. I'm in a little credit card debt, but everything seems to be pretty groovy, though.
Great. So is welcome. Thank you for calling. Is your question, would you like a more just general, or would you like to focus in on career, your question?
Well, I'm just kind of going, you know, in the boat of life, I suppose, and I'm just been staying in a motel for 6 months, and I don't know if I should move into a house, or you know, see me moving in with somebody, or if you know, if I should stay here for another 6 months or not.
Great, sure. I'll pull some cards for that. And while you were talking, I was already starting to get some messages from your angels, so I'll share that with you as I also pull some cards for you. Right away when you were talking, what I jotted down, I always keep paper and pen next to me to write down all the messages, is that you're ready to move on. So that was the first thing that came to mind, was ready to move on, and then also more responsibility. So what that's saying to me is that your angels are ready for you to take that next step, and it may not be tomorrow, you know, to get yourself time to prepare, but that you are definitely ready to make that next step of having a more permanent location for yourself. And the card I'm pulling over, they're both fire cards, which is both energy and moving and like, let's go, I'm ready. And it's saying excitement. And you're going to, when you make this move, it's going to be a really great move for you. And it's all about making that move, feeling that excitement. And then once that happens, everything else is going to definitely saying, go for it. Believe that you can do it. Take this week to prepare and like really get yourself ready to make that move. Great.
Is that good, caller?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Does that answer your question?
That's splendid news. That's splendid news. Actually,
okay.
It's a lot better than I could think of. There's some responsibility involved, but that's all good. I mean, you can't really, you know, get anything without any responsibility.
Right. Yes.
You know, I mean,
all
wonderful
things.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, that's a good reading.
Thank you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, so let's see who else we are going to talk to here. Let's go ahead and take the next caller. They've also been holding quite a while. Area code 631-506.
Hello,
caller. How are you today? So glad you're joining us. Welcome.
Well, Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. What would you like Carmela to seek out for you today?
I would like some insight on my career. Right now, it would help me to move forward with my purpose, to get things started for myself. So I'm wondering if you sense anything around that.
Sure. Yes, absolutely. So what I was, as I'm taking cards, what I was already receiving from you is the message is that you're currently in a career that you're okay with, but that you have in your mind this dream of something else that you would like to do. Is that correct?
Yes, I've always been in the mental health field and pretty hands-on, but I'm working on just the spiritual and therapeutic aspect of it.
Okay. Yeah, and what the message is coming through right now is that you have this dream and you want to make that leap or trying to figure out a way to combine the two, but you're a little scared, a little worried that, oh, this may not work out or, oh, can I even make this happen? And the messages that are coming through is saying that you are ready. So to, you know, when that fear comes into your mind, which I call ego, that tries to scare us into being fearful and not going after our dreams, to kind of just gently push it away, kind of say, I acknowledge you, and then gently push it away and visualize what your dream is. Because the message that's coming through is for a way for you to kind of combine the two. I don't know if that's what you were thinking of, but the vision that I have is you combining, yes. So it's coming to that you can combine the two and that it is going to work out, that you can do that. So anytime those the negative thoughts come through that you can't, to just know that you are ready, that you are able to combine the two with that dream that you have. And the card that I just pulled over for you, it's that ego card that's coming through and it's kind of trying to distract you from your dreams. It's kind of saying, oh, you can't do it, or that's a crazy idea. And that's when you just acknowledge and gently push it to the side and to just know that whatever that dream is of combining that spiritual aspect with the mental health will be very, very wonderful. And I just had a question. Do you work with children? So that's coming up too as a
I don't. I have them, but I don't work with them.
Okay. Children is coming up as with your business, so I don't know if you were thinking about that, but something with, because you seem very maternal, and that's coming up, and the love of children, and
yes,
just doing some kind of aspect with children is coming up. So whether it's, you know, a special workshop that you have with children or a special, like, summer program, but something with children is also coming up with your business.
Okay.
Great, yes.
Thank
if
you.
If I'd like to add something to the caller just quickly, I'm picking up that you can also work with two additional angels. Carmela spoke of two very powerful angels, Archangel Michael, and Archangel Raphael.
Yes.
I'm also picking up Archangel Samuel to call upon Samuel, and Samuel helps to heal anxiety and fears that we have.
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah, I do have anxiety sometimes, yeah.
Yes, right? When that ego starts talking to us, and all the anxiety comes up, as well as Archangel Raziel. And Raziel is the angel of manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
So
that resonates so much, I will, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, lady. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. So before we go on to our next caller, I'd like to ask you, Carmela, if at any time in your career, in your doing this, have you ran into any resistance from the religious community? Do you have people push back and say, oh, that's not of God? Have you experienced any of that?
I must say I have not. And I think it's two reasons. I think one is 10 years ago, even 5 years ago, I feel like people are more open to this kind of work, to this kind of field.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that through, you know, social media platforms, you're able to kind of find your tribe, your other people who are also into this. And before, you kind of didn't, it wasn't as open. So I feel like it's more open now where you can find people in your own state or even around the country and you can communicate through Facebook or Skype that are who are other people who are also interested in this field. The second thing is I'm a very firm believer in putting out what you would like to come back. So when I started my business and what I continue to do is I'm always asking for to meet the right people, people who are open, people who are receptive, who I'm going to learn from them as well. And I must say it's been a very, very positive experience. I mean, in the beginning, I had fear and ego pop in when I was thinking about when I tell someone that I'm an angel intuitive, my fear and ego was coming in saying, well, people are going to think you're crazy. Like, how are you going to explain that you're an angel intuitive? And no one did that. No one was saying, everyone was like, oh, great, tell me more. What exactly do you do? Oh, great, I would love a reading with you. And I was actually surprised because my ego was trying to get me off course and
right.
make me careful. And it was nothing right. like that. Everyone's been so open and receptive. So I've been very blessed in that sense of just asking
yes.
for positive experiences. And that's what I've experienced
yes.
so far, which has been great.
Yes.
yeah.
And that's the lesson right there, Carmela, is your whole perception of it is that it is loving and it is welcoming and people do want
yes.
help. Yeah,
yes,
and it's all positive
absolutely.
Energy. Messages
yes,
from your
absolutely.
Angels. I mean, you couldn't be any more positive than
no,
working
right,
with
right.
with our angels. It's just a blessing to have that calling upon your life. I'm going to
yes,
go ahead and move on to the
yes,
next caller
yes,
unless you wanted to add something to that.
No,
you
no,
ready
let's
for
go
the next
to the
one?
Next caller. Yes, yes.
Okay. So area code 678. And your prefix is 467. You've also been holding a while. Thank you for holding. How may we help you?
Hi. I was calling concerning our interview tomorrow. I have an interview tomorrow at beginning at 10:30, and I wanted to see what you saw around it.
Great, absolutely. So what I'm picking up is that this is an interview that you for a position that you would really like. You know, it's something that you are excited about, something that you would really like so you can make that change. So what's coming up right away is for you to – what's coming up is breath. I'm actually, like, seeing that – taking a deep breath and to know that you're going to shine through. So the message that's coming up is to talk yourself up, like tell them about all of the wonderful qualifications and skills that you have, because what's coming through is a bit that sometimes you don't tell people how wonderful you are. You kind of keep it under wraps. So this is the time to let it shine. Absolutely tell them everything you've done, how excited you are, that you're looking forward to the next step. And to, like, really talk yourself up, which is going to feel a little strange for you. You're on the quieter side with that, but to definitely go for it. And the card that I picked up is that it's this wonderful light and energy. So you're going to go into the interview, and there's going to be this great energy around it where you're going to feel comfortable talking to them. I think the first minute or two you're going to take just to settle in, and then it's just going to flow. So yeah, that's what I see for the interview. But the first message that just keeps coming through is talk yourself up, tell them about all the great things that you've done, why you're qualified, and it's going to feel a little strange for you to do that, but to do that, to make sure you just keep talking about all the great things that you can add to the company.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that something that you usually do, or are you on the quieter side with that, or?
Definitely not quiet, but I'm an energy field type person. It's either I have great energy that day, or I have.
Uh-huh.
Low energy that day. So it just depends
mm-hmm.
on which energy I have that
right.
goes to maybe what you're saying, and I don't say that it's quiet, it's more energy. If I'm low
okay.
energy, it will show. If I'm high
mm-hmm.
energy that day,
mm-hmm.
I'm more talkative, if that makes any sense. And I have no control
yeah.
over if it's a good energy day or a bad energy day.
Well, what's coming up is to, before you go into the interview, to set that intention of, okay, this is a high energy, wonderful interview, it's going to go well, and to just make it in your mind that energy where it's going to flow and it's going to be a great interview. And once you set that and you visualize that, you're going to walk into that interview feeling energized and great, and you're just going to be able to talk and it's going to go really well.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. And I just want to confirm that, Carmela, as you were saying that, I was getting that you co-create your world. So if you want that to be a high energy interview tomorrow, you wake up, in fact, go to sleep tonight knowing that you're going to have a high energy day, okay?
Yeah.
Because once you get the job, you're going to have to be high energy every day, right, to hold the position. So set your intention before going to bed, as Carmela has already said. And when you get up tomorrow, know that you are energized and you are at the highest energy. And continue to say that throughout the day. And watch your manifestation come to you. It will manifest. But you co-create your life, okay? Remember that.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, caller. Unless, Carmela, do you have anything else to give to our caller?
No, that is it. That's perfect.
Okay. Thank you so much for holding. And we hope you have the best interview ever tomorrow.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's see where we're going now. We are going to go to area code 914-522. We are bringing you on live, 914-522. Go ahead, please.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Yes, hi. Welcome to Miracle Zone.
Thank you. My name is Helena, and I'm calling from New York. I want to ask you, what do you see on me in this month?
Okay, so what is coming up for this month of July?
Yeah.
Sure, yes. I will pick. Okay, and can you tell me your name again?
Lena.
Okay, great. So let me pick some cards for you. Great. Okay, so let's see. Pick up a couple of cards and let's see. Okay.
So the first card,
So the first card I picked for you was you're kind of feeling a little bit anxious right now. You have a lot of different projects happening, a lot of different ideas, a lot just going on right now. Family is coming up strong, so it seems like a lot to do with family, and you kind of feel like you're in 100 different directions, and you're trying to help everyone out. So that's kind of what's coming up so far. The next message that's coming up is as busy as it is and as much as you want to help your family, to take some time to some alone time. So take some time to do something that you enjoy. So whether that's, you know, taking a walk in the park, whether that's just reading a good book, but to take a little bit of time for yourself, and even if that's just 10 minutes a day, just to take that time. Because what's happening right now is that you are very much want to be helpful to your family, but you need to make sure that you honor and nurture yourself as well. And then what's coming up is some really great news is going to be coming up this month or the beginning of August. So, and again, it seems to be with family. Is there any, big announcements? Like, is there an upcoming wedding or engagement or a pregnancy? It just seems like a really big family news coming up.
My daughter worker.
Your daughter working? Okay. And does she get a new job? Is it a brand new job or a change?
She's looking to have a contract to every job, but, you know, I'm going to be busy. You can see that too?
Okay. Yeah, so what I'm definitely seeing is something, a lot going on right now, for you to take some time for yourself, and then, like, some really great family news is going to be coming up.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Very good.
Does that help you?
Yes.
Does that help you? I'm feeling a lot of anxiety, which is the first thing Carmela said. Mm-hmm. And so I'd like to advise you as well in your quiet time, your meditation time or your prayer time, or just in your contemplative time, Nina, when you're sitting or you know, just have a few seconds to call on Archangel Shamuel along with the other teams and Holy Spirit to intervene in the situation or to be there with you. Sometimes you're just simply calling their name or just calling upon peace. If you... Go ahead.
Yeah, I guess something else. You can see they're going to go in Italy this year.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that for me?
They're going to go in Italy this year.
Oh, she's going to Italy this year. That's wonderful.
Great.
Good.
Yes, nice. That's great.
That'll be a good vacation for you.
You see, I'm going to go. I don't know if she's going to go. I ask you.
Oh, she wants to know if she's going to Italy this year.
God, yes. Is this a vacation you're thinking for yourself or for you and your whole family?
Me and my daughter. My husband is persuaded. Yeah, me and my daughter. I have nobody.
Okay. And were you thinking in the summer, early fall?
No. I know in the like in December, like that. Like a Christmas in this.
Okay. Okay, so let's see about trip to Italy. Yes. So I just pulled a card to see about your trip to Italy, and it seems like, yes, that it's something that you're going to very much enjoy and you're going to have a good time with.
If an angel is okay.
I'm sorry?
All right. I said going to be
okay,
We can go, me and my daughter. Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It was a nice year.
Okay. So let's see. Next caller, 914. Let's see. 914 has dropped. That's going to take us to 303-515. You are now live on the Miracle Zone. Welcome. Are you still there?
Hello.
Welcome to the Miracle Zone. How might we help you?
Thank you. My name is Trudy. I'm actually 914. I'm wondering if you're talking to me or somebody else.
You're 914-522?
No, 513. Well, it's okay. I'm on now, right?
You're on.
It was meant to be.
I'm so excited. So I'm going through a really weird time at work. So I wanted to ask about that. Or is this something that you want to tell me?
Sure. So I can do it around career, and we'll see what messages are coming through. Right away, what's coming through is for you to take back your power. Like that message just came through, like take back your power. So it's coming through as if you're not quite feeling respected at your position, not quite feeling as if people are acknowledging the wonderful and hard work that you're doing. So that's coming through where you want to be acknowledged and you feel like you deserve more than what you've been given.
Right. Yeah.
So that's what's coming through. And then what's also coming through in the back of your mind, you're thinking about, do I stay? Do I go? Where do I go? Should I do a resume? Should I stay here? So you're kind of going through that not quite sure what you should do kind of a phase. So I'm going to pull some cards and let's see what the cards are saying. Get some additional messages. And the first one is saying that there is something more in line with what you would like your career to be than where you currently are.
Yes.
So
I
what's
definitely
coming through? So what's coming through is saying that you can make it work where you are, but that there is something that is even more in line to what you are looking for out there. And the next card, the very next card says, follow your passion. So I'm not going to even elaborate on that one because We all know that one. And the next one, it says, is saying that your wishes are coming true. So what the angels are telling me is that you can stay where you are. Nothing bad is going to happen, but you are going to feel the same way. There's not going to be a shift.
Right.
It's going to feel that same way. And what the angels are saying is there's something, the way you envision your career to be, a job to be in terms of people, your responsibilities, the money is out there for you. And if you want that, to go for it, get that resume ready, start making your contacts, and to go for it.
Yay. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes, you're welcome.
So, Carmela, this is Judy.
Yes.
I'm so excited to be talking to you on the radio. This is awesome. Yay.
Great. I'm glad we got to connect. Yes. Wonderful.
Yes, right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes. Hi, this is Suzanne. I just want to see what you see for my love life in July. Am I going to meet someone? I'm praying to the angels for someone.
Right. Sure, I'll pull some cards for that. What's coming up, the message that's coming up is that you are a very lively, energetic person. So what's coming up for you to make sure you're doing those type of events. So I don't see so much like those quiet dinners, you know, or a movie, but more of concert in the park, more of walking around outside, more of like outdoor types of activities where you're going to see someone. And are you in a, I see like a walking or running group. I don't know if you're in a walking or running group. In your park?
No, I'm not. I really don't want to join that. I just really want to meet somebody. And, you know, I don't want to just, like, I've done that before, the walks, and, like, there's one man and 100 women chase after him, you know.
Right.
I just want God to put somebody in my path.
You don't want that. But I will pick a card. But I do see something with the park, walking and running. So whether that's a group or just some friends, I do see what I'm visualizing is a park, daylight, walking, running. So let me pick up some cards as well. But definitely doing activities outdoors for you is what's coming to mind. To do activities that bring you joy, that are fun, where fun is coming up, and for you to meet someone who's also fun. So those fun activities that you enjoy doing, that's what's coming up in terms of for you being able to find someone. The first card that's coming up is for, as I know that you said you're ready, you've been praying, but what's coming up is that there still seems to be a little bit of your heart that needs to be healed a little bit. Like there still seems to be a little bit of negativity that's kind of buried deep down that you kind of try to keep buried down so you don't bring it up to the surface. But just a little part of your heart just needs to be healed a little bit more and just saying that, okay, I am ready for love. I am deserving of love. So kind of like saying those affirmations are going to be helpful to just open your heart up a little bit more. And then what's coming through is that on one hand, you do want to visualize. So you do want to visualize what the person is like and what they're saying and all of that wonderful, those wonderful things. But on the other hand, what's coming up is you don't want to have that attachment that, oh my gosh, I need to find someone. Time is running out. Oh my goodness, where are they? That panic. So it's a delicate balance of, okay, I'm going to visualize what I'm looking for and then letting go and stepping back and let the universe come in. So not predetermining when the universe needs to make it happen, where they need to make it happen, and then saying, why is it not happening? So it's a delicate balance of, okay, I'm visualizing, and I'm still going to go out and have fun with my friends and do all of the wonderful, fun, exciting things that I love, and it will happen.
You know what it is, though? Most of my friends are, like, either married or whatever, and then I'm tired of going out with the single girls trying to think of things to do. After a while, it gets to you. You know, they want to meet somebody, too. So I just want, like, God to put – so I don't have to keep going out, you know what I mean? I want God to put somebody, like, in the 7-Eleven, you know, when I'm drinking coffee. I want to join clubs and go out dancing every, you know what I mean? It's like, I'm done with that.
Yes. Well, what are some things that you just enjoy doing on your own? What are some things you enjoy?
Well, I'll go take a walk and stuff. It's not that I don't want to be alone and do that stuff anymore. That's what I'm asking God. What do I have to, you know, some people just like, they're at work and they need somebody, or they're in the store and they, why can't I have that? Why do I have to go
right.
and just dance and do this and do that and do this
right.
in hopes that somebody likes me?
Right. Well, it's not coming up for you. I understand. I understand the frustration. Like, where is it? You need to just appear from the sky in front of me.
Yeah, enough is enough.
It's interesting that you said walk, because that's what I was picking up before. But what's coming up is for you not to search and find new things, but to just continue to do the things you're doing, because you're already outgoing. So just to continue, like you said, walk, like walk in the park. Like that, I keep seeing that visual, so that's why I keep saying that. from the message.
Well, I met somebody from the past, and I was just spent the weekend with him. But I think he's crazy, so forget it.
Well, so one thing is just to make sure that you continue to visualize, continue to just do the things you normally do and enjoy, because you're already naturally outgoing. Don't try to feel
now,
like
what did
you
think
to...
of the guy that I spent the weekend with? I mean, it's...
I think, to me, the message that came up was from the past. So it wasn't something that's coming up that's saying to build a future or to continue. Right away it was, oh, someone from the past. So that message to me means what's coming up from the angels is someone of the past, and to, you know, have enjoyed that experience, but now looking for someone new.
Okay. I don't want. I don't want to keep looking. I just want it to happen, because
yeah.
How many places are you gonna go?
Right.
Well, I think the advice that Carmella gave at the very beginning
is... There's one man, if you don't like them, they'll like your friend. It's like hard out here. Or they cancel dates if you go online. I'm like, I'm not that ugly.
I think the advice that Carmella gave you in the beginning, love yourself. And when you begin to
love
yourself...
No, I do love myself. I think I'm a good person.
Okay. So you continue to do that, and love will draw love, and he will come. Or they will
okay.
come. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, I hope so.
Thank you.
Thank
okay,
you very
bye-bye.
Much.
Okay,
bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, so now I am going to take caller, let's see, my 303 is gone. I'm so sorry. They held quite a while. Let's go ahead and take 917. Let's see if we can bring them on.
Hello?
917-324, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
We are great. How may Carmella help you today?
Oh,
there's
my real question.
Caller.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes,
go ahead.
My question is just also about dating, love, you know, whatever message you have for me.
Sure, absolutely. Okay. So what's coming up first is that you just recently ended something, or you've just recently healed from ending something. So that part that's coming up first is the message is like making sure that you allow yourself to heal, that last relationship was emotional, very emotional for you. So just making sure that you take some time to heal that aspect of your life on into another relationship. So that was just the first message that came up. And now I'm going to pull some cards about your relationships. And what's coming up right now is, again, that sense of healing is coming up. So to spend some time acknowledging that relationship and acknowledging the good that happened there. And part of helping you heal is also going to be just surrounding yourself with friends and not even thinking about romance for a little bit. So the angels just want me to let you know just to feel that comfort of your friends, go out with your friends, spend some time just being with yourself. And then when you're ready, what's coming up is for you to be open to finding love in unexpected places. That seems to be coming up. So for you, you might have usually may meet a certain type of person that you're usually attracted to, or you might meet in a certain type of environment. And what's coming up is to be open to being with someone who might be different than previous people that you've been with, and meeting them in different
in a different way than what you previously had done. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. The healing part, you know, I haven't dated somebody in a long time, so I guess I'm happy to hear that I'm healing because I took some time off to work on myself.
Mm-hmm.
But that's pretty much now I'm ready to put myself out there again. But yeah, I took some time off, but I'm glad that the healing seems like the process just ended or is about to end, so I'm happy about it.
Yes, and it just seems like going forward is just opening it up. It's going to be someone who's different than who you've dated before and meeting them in a different type of environment than you met before. So just being open to that.
Okay, sounds good.
Great.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You are.
And thank you for your patience.
Sure.
Okay.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, caller 303-515, don't go away. You're next. And we're going to – they've been holding. They've been dropped. They've come back. First, we only have 6 minutes on the air, so I want the rest of you who are in the queue, 303-775-845, to know that we will take your calls. We are going off the air in approximately 5 minutes, but we will still take your calls. So don't hang up. Carmela, please give your contact information, please.
Yes. You can find me on my website at 777angelblessings.com. So that's 777-ANGELBLESSINGS.com, all one word. And you can also find me on Facebook, 777 Carmela Cox, 777 CARMELACOX, all one word. And on my Facebook page, you'll find up about upcoming events. I also have some meditations on there and some really great audio messages about angels. So that's where you can find me.
Okay, and I'm going to include a link in the show. So if later, those of you who are still holding, if you want more information, detailed information, a session with Carmela, you'll be able to go to today's show and click on that link and get all of her information. 303, my goodness, you are tenacious. You are persistent.
Meant to be.
Welcome
meant
to the Miracle
be.
Zone.
You know, it's so funny. I've been called tenacious and or persistent or some version, a combination thereof, all my life. So it does
show I see
up why. In funny ways.
So anyhow, how might we help you today?
I'm just gonna leave the guidance up to them to say whatever needs to be said. I am going through a massive uprooting right now and in my life, and it is highly stressful, and includes a big move. So I just whatever they have to say. And this move, by the way, is I have 48 hours until I need to vacate my current lodgings. So it's happening now. It's not down the road. It's like here it is.
Right.
It's happening now.
Mhm. Yeah. So what's coming up right away is that as you're calling, just this really lovely energy. And it's interesting because usually just lovely energy and you have like this calmness about you. And then with this move coming up, it's this urgency of go, 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 go. And somehow you may not feel it, but it's going to work. You have this great way of making this balance happen. So you may not feel and you may feel overwhelmed, going to work out okay. It's going to be this great balance of, okay, everyone, get on board. Let's go. I need everyone's help. Let's go, go, go. And then you're going to be able to say, okay, I can do this. I can do this. But it's just this really nice balance that you're going to be able to have during this time of 48 hours of needing to move. So just know, oh, that's so funny. I love when this happens. I just pulled over your last card and it said balance. So it's all I love when that happens. It's all going to work out. You're going to feel at times a little stressed. Get people on board. I just see people, you kind of gathering the troops up. I feel like you're just getting people in boxes and everyone's helping. And
no,
it's just
no,
go,
no,
go,
no,
go
no,
thing.
Not at all. No, 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 no.
No.
That is like, that would be my dream. No,
oh,
this
that is
move
what I have envisioned.
No, this move is completely on my own. It's always on my own. I don't ever, I don't get help. I moved a 14 foot, well, it wasn't loaded, approximately a 10 foot, a 10 foot truck, you know, with stuff. I loaded the truck, aside from one piece of furniture, I loaded the truck entirely on my own. I drove it 170 miles one way on my own. I unloaded it completely, aside from one piece of furniture, completely on my own in 115-degree heat. I turned around, gassed up the truck, and took it back another 170 miles, all in one day.
Wow.
That's so interesting because...
On Sunday.
I'm so
hurting.
Lady, hold that thought. Hold that thought, please, to my listeners. If you're listening, streaming, you can call in to 424-675-8318, or you can listen to the entirety of the show once we go off air via Stitcher, iTunes, or TuneIn, or Spreaker, or via my website, YucatanWellness.com. Those of you who are still holding, again, we will take your calls. We're going to go off live, but if you hang on, we'll take your calls. Love you all, and we'll talk to you next week. Okay, so
yes,
you go
you
and
so
continue
thank
your
you.
Conversation.
Yes,
okay.
Wonderful. What I'm envisioning, so the vision I have is people helping you. So whether it's family, friends, or reaching out to a company or something, I don't have the vision of you doing it alone. So the angels are literally showing me.
I did do it alone. That's the point. That's exactly the point. I did do it all alone. And I am doing it all alone. I always move on my own. I don't get help, and this is part, this is my life story. And it's so I just want you to know I've actually moved. Like I've actually like moved the things. I should say I've moved my possessions.
Okay.
And I did it on my own. And if you saw how little I am, like I'm a really small, 61-year-old old woman. You would be impressed by how hard I can work and do work, no help, and just completely still getting the job done.
Right.
So,
okay.
Carmela, may I just jump in a second, Carmela?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
So,
I just
caller,
wanted to say that because I don't have help, and I'm not going to have help.
Okay.
This is on my own.
So, caller, let me ask you a question, if I may.
Yeah.
Just a quick question. Why do you believe you don't have help?
Why do I believe I don't have help, aside from moving?
Why do you believe that no one ever comes to help you?
That's a childhood issue. That's very personal, so I'm not going to really explore that, you know?
Okay. So, whereas Carmela, if I may just add this piece, she is seeing people coming to aid you.
Mm-hmm.
And as she is saying that, I am seeing almost a crowd behind you who want to help you.
Yes.
Carmela, is that what you're seeing?
Yes.
I see a crowd of people literally lined up in front of your heart to aid you.
So
I would just ask that a question, and you did say it's personal, and you no need to answer it online. This may be something you want to pursue with Carmela or with a coach. I am also a coach with both. Doesn't matter to me. But there is a crowd standing to come to your rescue.
So
that's the issue that we really need to deal with when we don't. You know, we won't have time to go too much into detail today, but I really want
to jump in here. I don't want to waste time on this. My question isn't how to get things moved. The question isn't how to have a truck. All that is already done is already behind me, already accomplished. I accomplished it. That's not the question I had. The question I really was having was now what?
Next steps. Gotcha.
I'm uprooting my life from my home. I'm uprooting my life, and I still have a place to live. I'm uprooting my life into a whole different environment, hours away, and it's a very, very, very big city compared to the little town where I live. So it's a very, very different environment.
Okay, Carmela, can you answer that for her?
Yeah, so I asked, you know, what's coming up.
I don't
so
need help on how to move.
Yep, yep.
I did it.
Yes.
I just now it's the challenge of moving, making an uprooting,
yes.
A massive uprooting into a city where I don't want to go.
Okay. So I pulled some cards just to say, okay, what now? What's those next steps? And it seems like this can be a really wonderful opportunity for you. And what's coming up again is people. So reaching out in different groups and making that human connection. So, again, it's coming up of whether it's, you know, you joined some kind of club that you really enjoy or you're just walking in your neighborhood. But I see that human connection happening. So finding groups, finding organizations, finding activities that you enjoy, but surrounding yourself with people. And I see like this being a really nice opportunity where you are, that once you make those friends and that those connections with people and explore the area that you are in, that you're really going to start enjoying where you're living.
And how am I going to do that without a place to live?
So an actual
address, a place, you know, where you...
Yeah,
it's
like what Pamela
you...
was saying, it's connections. Right. People are going to, you're talking to people and say, oh, I know somewhere here, or, oh, hey, you can stay here. It's making that connection. The people in your life are going to be able to help you. So whether it's being comfortable in your new neighborhood, whether it's finding a place to live, people around you are going to kind of rally around you and kind of help you out with what you need.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, that would be certainly unusual.
But, you know, there is this morning as I was meditating, if I must share this, and then I'm going to have to move on. And it's the inner picture, and it's from a book. And this is for all the listeners. It's called A Course in Miracles. I'm sure Carmela has heard about it, right? And this is just for you in particular, sweetie, okay? And it says, projection makes perception. The world you see is what you gave it. Nothing more than that. But through it is no more than that. It is not less. Therefore, to you it is important. It is the witness to your state of mind, the outside picture of an inward condition. As a man thinketh, so does he perceive. Therefore, seek not to change your outside world, but to change your mind about your world. Okay?
Yeah.
Does that help you? All right.
Yeah,
I've always liked the
miracles. Yeah, that's a nice little reminder.
Yes,
A
Course in Miracles.
Course
and they will
miracles,
take
yeah.
a miracle, but the miracle begins with you. Okay?
Okay.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you for your
patience and tenacity.
Yes. You're welcome. Thank you
for yours
as well.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, so now I am going to take, let's see, 775, 762. Carmela, you doing okay?
Yes, doing absolutely wonderful. This is great.
Wonderful. Okay, so 775-762, oh. Almost holding half an hour. Go ahead, please. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. My name is Wendy, and I'll try to be quick. I was in an automobile accident on March 9th. I was in the backseat of a yellow cab. We were rear-ended. I have not been able to work since. Kept in close contact with my employer. I'm on state disability right now, and my doctor likely will not allow me to return back to work until maybe January or February of next year. But in a way, it's a blessing in disguise because it's I'm 67 as of July the 6th, and it's allowing me to hold off starting my Social Security, which is a blessing. And I want to hold off on starting my Social Security as long as possible because it goes up about $12 a month the longer I wait. Do you see me starting to draw my Social Security? Would it be sometime next year or the year after? What do you see?
Well, what's coming up right away is that everything is lining up the way you would like it to line up. So it seems that the way things are going, just like you said, like, oh, it worked out, and that's when it seems to be working out. That just seems to be the way the universe is making everything work out. My question to you is, just so I understand, you said your doctor said you can go back January, February. Would your Social Security go up January, February as well?
Well, it goes up every month that I wait to draw it. So what I'm hoping for is that when my doctor releases me, I know that my employer will give me a return to work date because they're not going to let me go while I'm on state disability. Before the accident happened, I was not on any written or verbal warning with my job. However, in the real world, sometimes employers can give you a return date and then say adios at a later event, maybe a week or a month later. So I would like to continue to work after I'm released to go back. And I don't know what's going to happen with my current job, but is something going to work out? Are they going to keep me until I decide to go, or will I get another job? Because this is how I want to hold off on starting my Social Security.
Are you interested in getting a new job?
You know what? I would like to, but I'm not physically able to work at the moment. So when I'm released.
No, right. The minute you started, when you were sharing your story, I wrote down new job, new phase. So what's coming up, and that's why I was just checking to see if you wanted a new job because that's what was coming through. Like, it's coming whether you are open to it or not. What's coming up is when you go back, when your doctor gives you the okay, that at that time you're also going to be getting a new job. So what's coming back is that it's going to be a new shift, a new phase in your life, a new job is coming up for you.
Wow, and it's the first – I applied for a company that has three words. And the first word starts with United. Will that be the company that hires me, or would it be somebody else?
Okay. So let me see what we have here. I'm going to pick a card. But on a side note, gardening came up for you. So I don't know if that's something you've ever looked into, and it's one of those random
I'm not
angel messages
able to
or something.
Do that.
Okay. Something
no,
like
I work more call center.
Okay.
I work call center for the medical insurance bill usually.
Gardening came up, not necessarily as a career, but something, whether it's you enjoy flowers or planting or looking at flowers or actually feeling the soil, but just, you know, start thinking about the gardening came up as one of the angel messages for you, as one of those side notes.
I do love flowers, and they have special symbolism for me.
Oh, okay. There we go. Okay, wonderful. So, yes. I just turned over a card for this possible job, and it seems like a wonderful fit, something that you're going to be excited about, somewhere where the people are understanding and caring, and it's going to be a really nice job, new phase of your life. Yes.
And how long will I be able to push off starting my Social Security? How many months?
I keep seeing that the new year. Like, I keep seeing when you said the January, February, Angel are saying, okay, after that, like, it's what's coming up is you set a date and the universe is going to work to make that happen. The minute you start talking, saying, I would like this, and then this happened to work, and it's working out, like that's the message that's coming up. As you set a date for when you would like things to go up for your Social Security, and it's going to work out. So whatever date you kind of have in mind, whatever month, whatever season, and then it's going to work out that way.
Okay. Well, then that means after I'm released to go back to work, my current employer will not be letting me go, at least to be able to keep it until the new job starts?
Yeah, I see January, February, the new job starting when your doctor releases you. So I see everything staying as it is. And then when you are free to go in that new year, that's when a new job is going to start. So I see everything staying the way it is. So wherever you are, that situation staying. And then in the new year, when you're being released, that's when the new job is starting. That's when the new phase of your life is starting. That's when the Social Security is going to continue to go up until when you like it to.
Okay. All right. So that sounds promising. And
yeah.
Will the new company be the company that has three words? The first word starts with United?
Yes, that was the company I turned over the card for, was that company, and it was like a really wonderful card. It was the Sun card, which is brilliant and bright and all things wonderful. So it's definitely going to be a nice match for you.
Well, that sounds very comforting to me because I've been through quite a bit. And I, for the first time in my life, I'm embarrassed to say that I'm applying for help regarding making my Medicaid, my Medicare payments for health insurance. Should I apply in August, or should I apply now? Will I get approved?
Okay, so you're asking if you should do it now or do it in August?
Right.
Okay.
Which one would be more secure about getting me the approval?
Sure. Okay, let me just turn over cards for that. So now seems to be a really wonderful time to do it. It seems to be a great time where it's going to flow, it's going to be successful, everything's going to work out, there's not going to be speed bumps in the way. So what's coming up is to do it now.
And also, I have an injury attorney regarding, you know, me being a passenger in the backseat of a yellow cab, and it was a bad accident, and I haven't been able to work. Am I with the right attorney? He's a tall man with red hair, or should I go with a new attorney?
Okay, so let's see. Right. So what's coming up is that both attorneys are very different. So what's coming up is like the first one that you're currently with is more of someone who kind of sees the bigger picture and is kind of looking at you holistically. So they're not just in it for making a quick settlement. They want to make sure, in a way, justice is served, that you're okay, financially okay. They actually care to make sure that you're feeling okay. If you were to change attorneys, it seems like that person would get the job done, but it'd be more business as usual. It wouldn't be more of looking at you holistically as a person. So what that means to me is that there's no right or wrong way. It just seems that this person is kind of looking at you as a human, you know, all together and not just in it for the money, which seems to be the case. If you were to switch to someone, they'll be very dedicated, but they're not going to care as much about you as this current attorney does.
So I'm going to keep my current attorney. Do you have any idea about how much of a settlement I might receive?
You know, caller, at this time, Carmela, if you don't mind, I do have three other callers.
Yes.
Would you mind connecting with Carmela maybe after this call? I don't mean to cut you off, but I want to get to the other three.
Maybe you
could connect with her afterward.
Thank you. I think you have a beautiful show, and God bless both of you.
Great. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's now go ahead. It looks like 845-920 has been holding quite a while. 845, welcome to the Miracle Zone.
Thank you.
How might we help you today?
I'm wondering, I had this dream about somebody that I really like. but I'd also like to work with him. So I'm wondering if you see either a work relationship or a love relationship happening with him anytime soon.
Okay. So this particular person, if it's just going to stay work relationship or if it's going to be romantic. Is that correct?
Right. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Or if it'll be soon, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the message that's coming up is the word that's coming up is hidden. So what's coming up is that neither one of you want to say or express how you feel. So it seems that even if it were to be romantic, that would be very tricky, a little bit challenging for somebody to let the other person know. So that word hidden just keeps popping up.
Right.
And let's see. So what's coming up is that right now it seems like it's a good work relationship. Like there's a sense of ease. There's a sense of respect for one another, but it seems that if it were to be that next step romantically, which is not saying yes or no, so it could be either one, what's coming up is that somebody would have to be less hidden. Like that word hidden just keeps coming to mind, where both people are kind of keeping it to themselves of how they're feeling. And in order for it to go to that next step, to even figure out, to even to investigate or to see somebody, you kind of have to like make that first move and to kind of put it out there. But that word hidden keeps coming up in mind. We're on both ends. It's very hidden, where nobody kind of wants to say anything or make that next step. So if it's something that you're pursuing, what's coming up is like actually having a sit-down, a heart-to-heart, a sit-down conversation with that other person to see and just kind of putting it out there. And what's coming up is loving, gentle. So it seems like both people are just very loving and gentle and respectful of each other.
Wow. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
And then I don't think I missed this, but do you feel the feeling is mutual? Do you pick that
up
from him?
I really do. I really do. And I think we're both shy. And we haven't seen. So, yeah, so I think that's a big thing. What would make me feel more comfortable, because we haven't seen each other in a while, is having like somebody there. I believe he knows somebody at this company. That's why I say work, because I do truly like respect him for his abilities as well. Like, it's not, you know, it's not
right.
All, you know. Like, I respect.
So you work at the same company?
Same field, but I believe this company that I'm going to start working in is connected to him somehow. There's two gentlemen there that I think it could be through. One of their initials starts with a K and another with a T. So I'm wondering if maybe one of them might say, hey, I want to get you on the same team as her. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Do you see that as a possibility?
I see what keeps coming up is for you two to have a talk with each other. So I'm not seeing other people being involved in getting you two to talk, but it's you two actually sitting down. I'm seeing like sitting down at a table, like a cup of coffee and just chatting and somebody kind of making that first step.
Yeah.
I see.
That's what I kept seeing, Carmella. I keep seeing you two having coffee.
Yes.
So let me just tell you a little something as a more mature woman. If I were you, many men today are very uncomfortable with approaching a woman at work just because of some of the things that have happened. Okay?
I totally get that,
so
for sure.
You may be waiting a while for him to approach you. So maybe what you would want to do to let him know it's okay. And I met my husband at work. I've been married twice and met them both at work.
Oh, that gives me hope. Thank you.
Yeah, just invite him out. Say, hey, would you like a cup of coffee? Don't try to make it anything but a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives him permission to approach you. And I think you get what I'm talking about. You know, there's been so much talk about men. Men are really uncomfortable. Men I speak to, they are uncomfortable approaching women in the workplace, especially.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Wow. Yes, thank you. Thank you both so very much.
Thanks.
That was very, very accurate.
Thank you for
helping.
Wish
thank
you the best.
Miracles to you both. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
So we have two more callers.
Wonderful.
And let's see here. Who's waiting the longest? Looks like 914, and then we'll take 707. Oh, my goodness, did one other person come on? No. Okay, 707 is the last person. We won't take any more after that. 914, welcome to the Miracle Zone.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hello.
I just called to see who are my guardians and, like, you know, angel guardians and people that I can talk to.
Yes. So, things. One is a name came up from you, so Philip as being one of your guardian angels. And the second is that Philip?
Have you? Philip?
P-H-I-L-L-I-P.
Okay, Philip.
As being your guardian angel. And the other one is for you to start developing a relationship with your guardian angel. So Philip is at least one, but many people have more than one. And way to do that is to, I don't know if you meditate or take some quiet time for yourself each day. But
I try.
Okay, great. So the next time you do that quiet time, just sitting down and asking, I would like to know the name of my guardian angel. And that first name that pops up, trust it. Because many times we get a name or even a visual of what that person is, the guardian angel is, or kind of what they're like, and the ego kind of dismisses it like, well, you don't know that person. That's not really a name. But whatever pops up, that is the name. And then to start spending time with your guardian angel. So just sitting there in meditation, and you'll start to know the energy, the personality of your guardian angel. And then throughout the day, you'll start talking to your guardian angel, and they'll start giving you guidance and giving you next steps. So just taking that time, and then you can develop that wonderful relationship with your guardian angels.
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you for your patience. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
And 707-563. It's your turn. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi.
Thank you, lady.
Hi.
Thank you.
I
How might we help you?
Yes, I was wanting to know which is coming first. Would it be the love relationship or will it be work and when?
Sure. Let me pull some cards there.
Thank you.
Sure. What's coming through is that you're ready for love relationship. What's coming through is that you've been work, and giving it your all. And the message that's coming through is now you can ease up a little bit. Whether you feel like you can or not, the angel's messages are saying just ease up a bit on that work so that you can let that love in. So for love, it's saying that you are ready, that it's going to be a wonderful time, and then that's on the forefront of the angel's messages, like, okay, you're ready for love, let's go, and it's going to flow in. And on the work relationship, the work side, it's saying to ease up on it, everything is good to go with work, but let's now shift and really focus on that love relationship now.
Okay, and when do you see that coming in? Will it be this summer, this year?
I'm seeing 3 months from now, so July, August, September, around October-ish is what's coming in terms of that love relationship. Now, that doesn't mean that you're not going out there, you know, it doesn't mean that you're just staying at home. It means, you know, enjoy life and everything, but I see a relationship with someone special in about 3 months from now.
Okay, and the work aspect, when do you see that coming in? 'Cause I'm ready for that as well. I'm not working at the moment.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, you said you're what at the moment?
I'm not working at the moment.
Okay. Yeah, what's really coming through the angel message is it's saying to, and I know it's difficult when you're currently not working, you're maybe looking for work and you need work, but the angels, the word that's coming through is relax, relax. And it's coming through, the message I'm getting is relax, it will come. And I'm seeing a female, like a female friend or female contact person or something helping you to find that job. But some kind of female that you know, whether they're a longtime friend or someone you just kind of met recently, they're going to have some kind of connection to your work, and they're going to be able to help with that. And I see that happening, and that's coming along too. I see that happening in after love. So like around by the end of the year, I see like a permanent job that you're happy with. Not to say that you're not going to have like temporary jobs in between, but I see in December having a job where you're a stable job that you're happy with at that new place. But I definitely see a female helping you to make that connection with that job.
Okay. Hopefully it's not through an agency, because I basically wanted a direct hire rather than going through a tip.
I just see a female connection. So I don't know if that's going to be a friend or someone. It might be an agency. It might be. That might be one of the ways that the angels are bringing it to you. But I definitely see a female helping you to make a connection to the job. So you not just on your own, but somehow a female's like, hey, I know a place. I think you're really great. Give me your resume. I'm going to hand that in. Or, oh, they have an opening here. Let me tell you about it. I think you should apply. That kind of a thing.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And let me say this to you. I don't usually do this. I never do this. But I'm going to ask you to get in touch with me after this call. I'm going to give you my cell number. Okay?
Oh, wonderful.
Okay. Nice. So it is 970-393-2111.
Oh, can you give that again? I just grabbed the pen.
Okay, 970-393-2111.
Okay, great.
Would you ever consider leaving the state you're in? Where are you?
I'm in California.
Ah, you're Cali. Okay. I lived there for 30 years. Listen, really interesting what she said. Get in touch with me afterward just to let you know. Obviously, I'm a female, and I may be able to help you with that. Your energy feels
okay.
Right.
Great.
So give me a call in about 20 or whenever you're ready to talk to me, okay?
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So, Carmela, again, would you be kind enough to share your information with the listeners? Because those who listen offline will hear this entire episode.
Yes, absolutely. You can find me at my website, 777angelblessings.com. So it's 777angelblessings.com, all one word. And you can also find me on Facebook at 777 Carmela Cox, 777 Carmela Cox.
Fabulous. Absolutely wonderful. This has just been great. I mean,
yes,
I've been
wonderful.
I'm exhausted working the switchboard.
I had to drop in the call for a minute. I'm like, oh, my goodness, it's getting really busy over there.
It was really, really busy. But, Carmela, thank you so much again for taking your time and blessing us. And I say to those who are listening, we love you. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye.